We are divinely created beings with God-given free will to make our own choices, to raise ourselves up, to walk ourselves into healing. We can choose to be healthier and happier through the power of that divinity that lives inside of us and all around us. And so each week we share with you ways to do just that. Often, all we need to do is actually discover and then release whatever those internal obstacles have been that have blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. That's what I call God, but you can call it whatever you like. Because what blocks us is often not conscious. It's below our level of awareness. We need a power that's bigger than ourselves to begin embracing our God-given birthright, to feel whole, to be happy, to be prosperous, to feel joyous and free in mind and body and in spirit. And so if that's what you want, you're in the right place. I hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that, because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are, it only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways there are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart. It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
Mind with the man in the mirror. Oh yeah.
Hello, all you beautiful spirits. I hope you are feeling good. That, of course, was Michael Jackson doing Man in the Mirror. You are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. We are your favorite listener-supported radio station, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer, and I'm a metaphysical minister and a spiritual life coach, and I'm your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is called Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and it's a show that focuses on discovering the tools and also uncovering the inspiration to live happier and healthier lives. We live in amazing times, and there are so many ways that are available now for almost anyone who wants to really answer that quintessential spiritual question of who am I and tap into that source of life itself that lives inside of you. It lives inside each and every one of us. I call that God or Great Spirit. You can call that your higher self or universal flow. Personally, I don't think it matters what you call it, but I think it really does matter that you know it's there and you acknowledge it. And when you learn to call on that divine source of life inside of you, then everything changes, because that's where our power comes from. That's where life is, inside of us, whatever you call that spark of life or the source of it. It is unconditionally loving. And when we tap into that, we tap into life itself, and we wake up, and life is so different. And today we're actually talking about independence, partly in honor of tomorrow being the 4th of July. So I wanted to say happy Independence Day, everybody. And what I notice when I work with people is that a lot of times we don't feel independent. We feel like victims of whatever our past has been. And we pray about it, or we meditate about it, or we decide we're going to let it go, and nothing changes. It's like we keep feeling stuck in some way, and instead of feeling independent, we feel held back or stuck, and it's like something is preventing us tapping into that flow of life, that flow of abundance and love and joy and peace. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is how do you discover what it is that's blocking you, and how do you change it? Because I'm here to tell you that you can do that. I've done it. I've watched so many people do it as well. We have the power, because we're part of that divine energy of life itself. And life itself, as physics has proven, and metaphysicians could tell you for, you know, hundreds or if not thousands of years, is that the whole universe has one energy in it that's part of everything that's in the universe. And that energy is self-replicating. It's harmonious. It's in concordance with itself. It's loving. And when we are tapped into that flow, that's where the saying comes from, you know, in the flow. But a lot of times we're not in that flow because we have programming inside of ourselves that blocks us from that. And we don't even know what that programming is, because it's not in our consciousness. It's in our subconsciousness, or it's even in our unconsciousness. But we can nonetheless know what that is and begin to release it so that we can live the lives that we want to live. So we're going to talk about today how to do that in a way that is so self-loving and so powerful. I also want to say thank you to the underwriters for this show, which is Women's Way of Ohio and Kentucky. They celebrate women in the arts. Women, of course, make important contributions in all aspects of the art world, transcending old ways of thinking with unique perspectives. Women's Way celebrates female writers, musicians, actors, and fine artists by having special concerts and film showings, an annual Swan Day, which means Support Women in the Arts Now, every March, and Friday Night Salons at 6906 Plainfield Road.
A current schedule of events is posted online at womenswayohio.org, and their phone number is 513-923-1414. Thank you so much, Women's Way. Because tomorrow is the 4th of July and independence is such a big part of how this country thinks of itself, each of us, you know, being fiercely independent as individuals and all of us independent as a nation, it's like that's what we're known for, is bringing ourselves up by our bootstraps. And what's happening right now in America is the gap between the rich and the poor is bigger than it's ever been. And there are very, very, very few people who are wealthy. And the vast majority of people are, it's like the middle class is shrinking. And there are more people living in poverty now than ever before in the United States. And so abundance, money, having enough to get by, that is an issue for so, so many people. So I thought we would talk about that today, because it may seem like we're at the mercy of a bigger picture, that we don't have any way to change what's going on. And you know what? It isn't true. You can change what's going on inside of you always. And when we shift what's going on inside of us, then what we experience in the world shifts. I'm not saying that we somehow magically change everything externally. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that the way we experience what's going on around us depends on who we are inside of us. And that we do have power over, thank goodness. And so if you, for example, have an unconscious belief that you're always going to be poor, or you are never going to have enough, or that there isn't enough money to go around, or your mama was poor and your daddy was poor, therefore you're going to be poor. If you have that unconscious programming inside of you, it's not going to matter much if you get a great job, or if you win the lottery, or you tell yourself affirmations all day long. It's not going to matter much, because even if you get a lot of money, you're going to wind up poor again, because you have this belief inside of you that says that's how you're supposed to be. And so I'm going to call that for today a core negative belief. And most of the time, or at least a lot of the time, we don't even know we have them. So if we know we have a particular core negative belief, then we can just go ahead and do all the things. There are so many books that tell you how to work with that and what to do with that. David Hawkins, Eckhart Tolle, Byron Katie, Colin Tipping. There are so many authors who tell us how to clean up our own subconscious mind so that the energy that we're holding, therefore the energies that we're attracting in the world around us and the way we see what's happening in our environment changes depending on what's going on inside of us. And so if we have those negative beliefs, then we can work with them and we can change them. What I often find with people is that they have them, but they don't know that they have them. They don't know that they are there. And so that's what we're really going to talk about some today, is what happens when you don't know something is there? How do you work with it? Well, the best way that I know to do that is look at your life. Look at what's going on in your life. Whatever is going on in your life is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. So, for example, if people consistently treat you in a certain way, then what you can know is that you have something inside of you energetically that those people are picking up on, that energy, that belief, something that you have about yourself. And so they are subconsciously treating you in a way that's in alignment with that belief that you have about yourself. So an example of that might be if people tend to ignore you all the time, then you might have a core belief that you're not worth listening to, or that you have nothing worthwhile to say, or maybe yet you're a boring person. You know, it's like kind of see what's going on and then work backwards. If people continually are letting you down, then you probably have some internal belief that says, people always betray me, or people don't value me. So the idea is to look at what's going on in your life that you would rather be different, whether it's about relationships or whether it's about financial grace and ease, or whether it's about work, or whether it's about your health. Whatever it is, if there is something going on in your life that you're not happy about, decide that you're going to take responsibility for figuring out if that has anything to do with your own internal beliefs. And if it does, you then have power to do something about it. That is the beautiful thing about being divinely created beings and having that spark of life, which is its creation, its creative energy, and it's inside of us. And because of it, we have power that most of us have never known we've had. And whether you read some of the modern day teachers, or whether you read the Bible, or whether you are interested in any other religions, all of them say that same thing. And I think Jesus said it really, really well. And since most people in the Western world here at least know about Christianity and the Bible, I'll use that as an example. Jesus says it very clearly. When people were so amazed at what he could do, he said to them repeatedly, oh, you can do that. This too and more, you can do. Walk on water, heal the sick, raise the dead. You can do this. He said that because we have that power. I call it the power of God. You could call it the power of life. We have that power inside of us. It is ours, but only when we claim it. So I just want to give you a few examples of what might be some typical core negative beliefs that a lot of people hold, and you can see it manifested in your life or in other people's lives. Sometimes it's easier to see what's going on for someone else than it is for ourselves. But an example of a core negative belief might be, I will never be enough, or it's not safe to be me, or I'm always last, or I'm always left out, or it's not safe for me to speak up, or life is not fair, or no matter how hard I try, it's never enough, or I am unworthy, or I don't deserve, or I am unlovable. Those of us who had traumatic incidents happen to us in childhood, and most of us did, because we're innocent, and because our brains are just made to receive whatever information is being presented to us, and we're children and we don't have filters to block out the stuff that is painful, we develop a lot of those core beliefs in childhood based on what was done to us or said to us or that we witnessed. And they're stored in our subconscious, because if they were conscious, we wouldn't be living. We would have killed ourselves, or we would be locked up somewhere, or we would have hurt somebody else, or because we can't live with that conscious feeling or thought of, I don't deserve anything. We can't live well with that. It's very, very painful. And so what we do, just in sort of self-defense, is we repress it. We put it in our subconscious, or even all the way down into the unconscious. And so if you had a traumatic event happen when you were a child, you can look at what that event was and how you felt about it, and then you can look and see, well, what sort of negative beliefs might I have created from that event? You know, if you were mistreated in any way, then if you were just thinking about what would a child make up, what would a child interpret about itself given that sort of treatment, then you can also figure out what might be a negative belief of yours based on that. It's like looking at what the situation is and sort of working backwards and making a deduction, sort of, about what the core negative belief might be. And believe me, when you hit on what it is, you will definitely feel it. It will resonate. But you don't have to look back in your childhood. You can just look at what's going on in your life right now and figure out what the core negative belief might be that's holding that particular situation in place. And you'll feel it. It'll be like, oh, gosh, yeah. You will feel that when you've got the one that is, or two or three, it might be 10 or 15. I would suggest just starting with one. And think about that while I play us a little music. And then when we come back from the music, we're going to talk about how you deal with that. Okay, so you can find the core negative belief. Maybe it's not even unconscious for you. Maybe you're very aware of what it is. And that's great, because then you don't have to go do the detective work. And when we come back from this little bit of music, we're going to talk about how we release that. And I'm telling you, it's pretty simple. I think you're going to be impressed. We're going to hear a little music here. This is from Kim Ballew and True, T-R-U. I interviewed Kim last week on the show, and I just love her CD. She is a rapper of consciousness, of evolution, of God. She talks about what's true. And one, T-R-U stands for The Revolution's Underway. And that's the title of the CD she put out in 2009. It's also what she calls all the people who sing with her. And it's really quite amazing. This is the second song from this CD. It's called Rise. It's one of my favorites. I hope you enjoy it. I'll see you back in a moment.
It's time to rise, 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 and be the change we need.
It is time to rise. That was True, T-R-U. The revolution's underway. Kim Ballew, second song from that CD, Rise. Be the change you want to see. Oh, wasn't that just gorgeous? Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a spiritual life coach and your host here every week. This is a show focused on spirituality, on personal growth, on really practical ways to lead happier and healthier lives. Because when we can reclaim the vitality that lives inside of us, we begin living from our deepest truth. And that's who we really are meant to be. And I think personally that all the pain that we have ever felt in our lives comes from not living from that deepest truth. So every week I try to either bring on people who are going to tell you an inspiring story to give you the hope and the inspiration and the courage to live your best life, or I talk about things and ways that you can do that for yourself so that you don't have to be the victim of your own circumstance. Because as long as we feel like victims, we're never in the place where we can feel powerful and create what we want to create. And we have that power. And I believe that it's vitally important, not only for ourselves personally, but for everyone in our lives, and in fact, for the whole world. I believe it is vitally important for each and every one of us to raise ourselves up, to rise, as True was just singing about, and be who we want to be. Be our truest selves instead of being stuck in this old programming that we either learned as children because of things we picked up from parents or society or TV, or because of circumstances that are going on in our lives. And for most of us, whatever circumstances it is that are going on in our lives, those kinds of things have happened over and over. We've gotten lots of messages from our own higher self that we have an erroneous belief about a particular something. And we keep having situations that occur in our lives to show us that something inside of us is off where that's concerned. Usually we will feel it, but all we really have to do is, whether we feel it or not, because some people are cut off from their feelings and don't really feel it. But if you just look at what's going on in your life, and if there are things going on that you would rather them not be, and you want to do something about it, you can. And the way you do that is what we've been talking about today, is you discover what is the one or two or ten, I would suggest starting with one, what is a core negative belief in you that is creating, that is helping this thing that you don't want to keep happening? What's keeping it alive? What's keeping it alive is something going on inside of you. And what I had said before the break was one way to figure that out is to look at what it is going on and then work backwards to see, okay, what sort of belief might be supporting that going on? And we gave some examples of that. And, or if you know what the belief is already, you can just start working with it. Like a lot of people have the belief of, you know, it's not safe to be me, or I'm not worthy, or I don't deserve. Those are great ones to start with. If there was some abuse in your childhood, then what beliefs do you think you might have picked up from that? Whatever it was that happened to you, what might a child interpret about a situation about itself, given what was going on? That might be a negative belief that you would want to work with. Whatever it is, the key to dealing with a core negative belief, no matter what it comes from, is first, in order to release anything, you have to admit you're holding it. And when it's a belief, when it's something that's inside of you, especially when it hasn't been conscious, if it's been in the subconscious or the unconscious, you actually have to love and appreciate it first before you can let it go. And for a lot of people, that's like, what? I can't possibly love a belief that you know, I have some crazy belief in there, like, I don't deserve much. Well, yes, you can, 11, appreciate it, if you will just take a moment and look at how it has served you. That might sound crazy on the surface of it, but if you look at what that belief, I don't deserve much, if you look at what that's given you, you might discover how it has served you. For example, if you have a belief inside that says, I'm not worth much or I don't deserve much, there is a real clear, strong part of you that knows that's untrue. So that real strong part of you has been attempting to prove differently your whole life. So because that belief of I don't deserve much was there, it has actually propelled you to work harder, to grow stronger, to try to create situations to prove that you are indeed worth a lot more, that you do indeed deserve a lot much more than you've let yourself have before. So whatever that core negative belief is, if you look at what are the effects of it having been there, then you will see, if you let yourself, ways that it has served you, either in making you stronger or clearer or in putting your attention on something that was beneficial to try to move out of that. No matter what it is, it's there and it has served you, or you wouldn't have kept it, because like I said before, we are divinely created beings, and that divine energy in us is always coming into balance and always growing and always moving forward. That's what everything in the whole universe does, is grow and move forward. So we are always attempting to grow, no matter what. And if there's a belief there that says I'm bad, then what I'm going to be doing in that other part of me is proving how good I am. So that belief that I was bad has served me because it's kept me really focused on being as good as I can be, on proving that I'm better than that belief thinks I am. So that's what I mean by loving it and appreciating it. Because in some way, no matter what that belief is, it has protected you, or it's caused you to grow or to try harder for the opposite. And you know, usually we can see what that is. And even if you can't, just do it on trust, do it on faith, and fake it till you make it. And appreciate that belief, even if you don't know how it benefited you. You can have faith that it did, because if it didn't, it wouldn't still be there. The reason that we have to love and accept and appreciate the belief that's there before we can let it go is because beliefs aren't just some airy-fairy thing. They literally exist as part of us. They're part of our ego. They're part of our psyche. And if you make a belief wrong or you hate it, then literally what you're doing is attacking a part of yourself. You're undermining your own self, your own ego, and it will never, ever work to make a change, because love is really the only thing that is powerful enough to change anything that's in fear. It's like bringing a light into a dark room. The darkness goes away. The darkness is never going to go away simply by bringing more and more darkness into the room. That's not how it works. The only thing that will clear darkness is light. The only thing that will clear fear is love. And every negative belief you could ever had has fear at its base. Because there really are those two things, and that's it, love and fear. And if it doesn't have love at its root, it's got fear at its root. And if you can just see that and accept it and love it for what you've gotten out of it, then you can make something shift and change, because you're bringing the power of the universe to it, which is love. So you bring love to yourself and to the belief prior to attempting to let it go. And what happens is you quieten. You make your ego calm and quiet. It soothes that part of yourself that is in fear. And then you become more receptive to creating a positive alternative to whatever that belief was. It's like if a little kid is in a room crying, you don't just go in and tell the kid to shut up, or you don't, you know, tell the kid, you know, you have to be quiet, there's nothing to be afraid of. That isn't going to work. You have to go in and comfort that child until they calm down. And when they calm down, then you can tell them and explain to them why there's nothing to be afraid of. It's like that inside of us, too. So once you've discovered what a core negative belief is, you want to, I'm going to give you some words, and you can play with them the way you want to, but the basic idea is you want to love yourself for having had that belief, whatever it was, and you want to realize that it has lovingly served you. And then you want to give love and appreciation to the belief and also to all the parts of you that have actually felt that need to hold on to that belief. And then you want to really express how blessed you feel to have had that belief as part of your consciousness. And then realize that right now, I no longer need it. And because you have loved yourself and appreciated the belief, you've done that calming. Now you can say, I therefore lovingly release this belief from my consciousness right now. And in fact, what some studies have shown is if you will write down whatever that core belief is on a piece of paper and hold it in your left hand, which activates your right brain, and make statements to that effect, and then when that's finished, you hold that statement in your right hand, which activates your left brain, and make those statements about that belief from the right hand, and go back and forth between the left and the right hand and say it three times in each hand. And each time when you get to the end of it where you say, I therefore lovingly release this belief from my consciousness right now, you will feel power. You will feel the release of it. And when I do this, you know, I wind up shouting. At the end of it, I wind up doing amen, hallelujah, yes, so it is, blessed be. Whatever feels good, if you can put some energy into saying this, if you can make some movement, if you can feel it when you say it, it's much more powerful. So I'm going to tell you one more time what the idea here is. Whatever that belief is, what you want to say, holding it in the left hand and then holding it in the right hand and moving back and forth three times with each hand. Basically, what you want to say is that I love myself for having had the belief that, and then you say whatever the belief is. And I realize that this belief has lovingly served me. And then you give love and appreciation to that belief. And also to all the parts of you that have felt a need to hold on to it. And then express that you feel blessed to have had that belief as part of your consciousness. And now you realize that you don't need it any longer. And once you've done all that, then you can make this statement, I, therefore, lovingly release this belief from my consciousness right now. Amen and hallelujah. That is so simple and it works. Oh, I hope you do that for yourself. Anyway, one of the reasons that's so important to do for ourselves is because, and this is another public service announcement for the Suicide Prevention Hotline, suicide is the 11th most frequent cause of death in the United States. Someone dies from suicide every 16 minutes because many, many of us are miserable from all these old beliefs that we've been holding. If you have suicidal thoughts or ideas, there is help and it's free. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. Their number is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. Their lines are open 24/7. You can also visit their website, which is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. I also very quickly want to let you know about underwriting onto the EAIF. If you would like to get your business information to our listeners, underwriting is incredibly affordable. You can call one of our underwriting experts today, or you can get in touch with me personally, and I'd be happy to walk you through that if you want to underwrite this show. The underwriting expert's number is 513-351-1538 for underwriting anything on WAIF. We will help you reach our incredible community of listeners with your message. I also want to let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And I welcome you to interact on that Facebook page, and especially if you have a transformational story that you would like to share on the radio, I would love to hear it. I let everybody know every week what's going to be coming up on the show. So if you want to find out about that, you can do that on the Facebook page. I also want to let everyone know that all of the shows that I've done here in Cincinnati, as well as the shows that I did in Asheville for that matter, are archived on my website. And so if there have been some shows that you wanted to hear and you missed, then you can go to the homepage of my website, which is just my name, LuisaDyer.com. And at the bottom of that homepage, there's a link for the archived shows that I've done here in Cincinnati. So if you want to hear any of those shows, that's one way to do that. And there's also a free higher self-guided meditation on that website if you would like some help with getting in touch with your own inner divinity. If you want help feeling present or grounded in your own body, then there's a little 10-minute meditation that you're welcome to download and use that will help you begin to connect with that core energy that's inside of you. And you deserve that. You need that. That will benefit you greatly because you are the healer in your life. You are the one who says yes to God, to universal flow, to divine wisdom. You are the one who says, yes, I see what's been holding me back and I am willing to release it. I'm willing to love it and release it. And willingness is all it ever takes. So I really hope you join me back here again next week from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. You and all your friends, I would love to have you interacting with me on the show from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM in Cincinnati, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. Again, my name is Reverend Luisa Dyer, and I am a spiritual life coach, and I really look forward to seeing you on that Facebook page for the show. And I'm going to close out today with a theme song, which is God Is by Faith Rivera. Because wherever you are, that energy of the universe is. It's in you. It manifests as you. That same energy is in everyone and everything. And I think this song that Faith sings is so, it says it so beautifully, that wherever you are and whatever you're doing, that's where God is showing up. So celebrate that fact. Enjoy it. In my opinion, it's a huge part of what makes life worth living. I'll see you back here next week. Enjoy. Where I am.